Special Trains and Special Days. Blackpool, July 2023, mid-afternoon. Heavy rain falls. The light's already gone from the day. But on Albert Street, Blackpool's old ally, electricity, is doing its best to compensate. The facades of the tall Victorian guest houses are illuminated, as are some of the modest come-ons. Open all year. Lift to all floors. Full central heating. Through a propped open front door, you might see, glowing in the darkness of a hall, a small red neon sign denoting a cubbyhole by the stairs and reading reception. Albert Street is at right angles to the front, and at its seaward end, the word casino is illuminated by gold-coloured bulbs blurred by the rain. This is not the casino of Blackpool. The casino is not actually a casino, but an elegant deco lounge opened in 1939 at the Pleasure Beach Fun Fair at the south end of town as a reception space for LMS excursionists. The casino, viewable from Albert Road, is part of the sprawling Coral Island amusement arcade, the one room where you can gamble face to face with a human being, the croupier, as opposed to a machine. Coral Island can be counted a pleasure zone of sorts, but it cannot generate the excitement of what was there before. It stands on the site once occupied by the head building, Ticket Hall and Concourse, of Blackpool Central Station, which closed on 1st November 1964, on the last rainy night of the illuminations. The next day, Blackpool Central was still there, but there weren't any trains. Only cars, already parked on the platforms. So it was as if the killer had moved into the house of the victim. For a while, the head building was used as a bingo hall. The hands of the station clock on its facade were removed and replaced with the number 90. Blind 90, the top number in bingo. The piecemeal demolition of Central was completed in 1973, when the site became an even bigger car park. The biggest car park and coach park in Europe, according to the Blackpool railway historian Barry McLaughlin. In a retrospective piece of 23rd October 2023, the online magazine Live Blackpool contended that the closure tore the heart out of Blackpool and was possibly the worst decision ever made by Blackpool Council. What do they mean by heart? In the 1890s, Blackpool was receiving 2 million visitors a year, the majority arriving at Central Station, which had opened as Hounds Hill in 1863. Live Blackpool repeats the oft-made assertion that in 1911, Blackpool Central was the busiest station in the world. It had 14 platforms, the same as Paddington at the time, half of them excursion platforms. And it was the intensity of summer use that was remarkable. Numbers for Central tend to be tangled up with those for Blackpool's other big station, Blackpool North, and it is generally hard to differentiate between the stations, each of which might receive trains from anywhere in Britain. On Saturday, 13th of August 1910, 200 ordinary and special trains ran into North and Central, bringing 92,000 visitors. In photographs taken in the early 20th century, you can't see the central platforms for people, just as you can't see the beach over the road for people. Blackpool made a habit of publicising these crush photos, the logic being that even more people might want to come to Blackpool when they saw how busy it was. An Edwardian cartoon as a Central Station porter calling down to a beach attendant, "You'll have to move them all up a bit, Stanley. Here's another train in." There were 36 licensed photographers on Blackpool foreshore in 1895, alongside 62 sellers of fruit, 47 of sweets, 57 of toys and jewellery, 52 of ice cream, 21 of oysters and prawns. But most people arriving at Central would not need a picture to remember the experience. Their visit to Blackpool was a special occasion,